Oklahoma City at the Murrow Federal Office Building. Really the kind of ongoing struggle to define what America's role in the post-Cold War era should be, which was dominated more than a bit of the briefing time that I had at the White House. So it was a calendar and a menu much fuller than that associated with the one episode that I think is kind of memorable, the Monica Lewinsky era.
Now, you took over from Clinton's first press secretary, Dee Dee Myers. What were the problems between the press and the Clinton White House when you took over?
Well, the relationship between the press and the presidency is always kind of a frosty one, but it lacked a little of the professionalism that I think needs to exist at the White House. There was not a great deal of respect on the part of the press for the young White House aides who worked in the press office and elsewhere, and correspondingly, there wasn't a lot of respect on the part of the White House and its staff for the press. I think there was some sense that this adversarial relationship was far less amicable than it needed to be for people to just kind of get on with business every day. So we made some effort early on in January 1995 and going forward to really restore some measure of civility in the relationship, even though it was never going to be a relationship of true love.
What were some of the changes you made?
I think just really responding